Well, I think I've been introduced by three names today. Cooley, Andy, and Andrew. All of them are me. Cooley is my second name. I was asked recently at a different church, why do people call you Cooley? It's my second name. They're like, from the back it sounds like, your name's not Andy. Why are you introducing yourself as Andy? But my name is Andy, Andy Cooley. It's my privilege to talk a little bit today about 40 days in prayer. I've been really excited and expectant about this series. This is a campaign that we want to go on as a church. We want to go on a journey together in prayer. We're determined as a church to be disciples of Jesus. We're determined to grow together as disciples of Jesus. We want to follow him. We want to hear from him. We want to be disciplined and follow Jesus. And we want to encourage everyone in here, in our church, to be disciples of him. Prayer is a huge foundation of being a disciple of Jesus. It's the way that we communicate with God. It's the way that he communicates with us. I love the fact that actually when Jerry's talking about giving, what did he say? He said, oh, I go home and I pray about it and God speaks to me and that's the amount that I give. I think that prayer interlinks with every spiritual discipline, because without prayer, you can't grow in other areas. Because what happens is you pray, God speaks, you're obedient. You pray, God speaks, you're obedient. And you grow in all these different areas. You grow in the obedience in giving. You grow in the obedience of prayer. You grow in the obedience of reading your Bible. You grow in the obedience of meditation. You grow in the obedience of being kind to one another. You grow in the obedience of being a good Christian. You grow in all kinds of different obediences. But at the center of that is prayer. Now, the reason for that is because being a disciple of Jesus is about being in a relationship with God. That's what the core of prayer is. It's being that relational position with God the Father. Now, I just want to start with this question. Do you want to grow?
Yes. Yes.
Do you want to develop? Do you want to see things in your life changed? Do you want to see things in your friends' lives change? Do you want to see things in your family lives change? Do you want to see things in this world changed?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Then this is going to be a fantastic journey. We've already started seeing some God answer some of our prayers. We had a prayer meeting Friday morning, and God was speaking, and God has answered some prayers. So I don't think Tracy would mind me sharing. Can I share? So we prayed for a few weeks that Tracy's daughter, they've recently moved into the area, but their daughter was schooling in Brent, is that right? And they were having to drive back and forth every day. So we started praying, God provide a school place in this specific school. Guess what God did 2 weeks later?
Provided
the place. Praise God, he is good like that. We've been praying for a situation with Jerry as well. Can I share about your geography teacher? So we've been praying. Jerry has advertised for a geography teacher. He's a head teacher of a school. He's advertised 3 times, no applicants. So we started praying. We're like, okay, God, Jerry needs this. And I know it was playing on his mind. So we as a team joined together to pray with him. We started praying. We prayed for a good few weeks on this one, I think. It was a bit longer than 2 weeks. But then he bumped into someone at a garden center who he'd known in the past, who in the teaching world. And she said that her daughter had recently qualified as a teacher, but she hadn't pulled her finger out, if that's recorded, I'm sorry, and hadn't applied for any jobs. She was a geography teacher. And Jerry said, oh, funny you should say that. I don't think she's been interviewed yet. I think she's going to be interviewed. But maybe if we could all pray for that at some point, that she would be the right fit for Jerry's school, she'd be the right person, and that God will have answered that prayer.
So we interviewed her on Friday.
Okay.
Quite said yes, she's hopefully
going to
say yes on Monday.
She will.
So let's just, Jesus, I pray that she'd say yes. Amen. Fabulous. Active prayer, eh? So what I've been doing to try and kind of think about how do I inspire you to be involved in 40 days in prayer? What we're doing is we're spending 6 weeks. It's a Rick Warren series. Is an American pastor. And it's 6 weeks where we all get together. We all focus on praying individually. We all get in groups together to learn how to pray. And then as a church, we have a sermon series throughout the 6 weeks as well. It's going to start just after Catalyst. So on the 3rd of June will be the first week. But this is a taster so that we can all get excited about it. The books, I encourage you to buy them. I've had mine a little while, and I've just been flicking through, and it is just really beautiful. And who knows, praying with something that's beautiful and journaling in something beautiful, just it creates creativity in your mind, and that just helps you to pray a bit more. I thought a good place to start would be, what does Jesus say about prayer? So I've been listening to Luke's gospel as I walk to work this week. And he says a lot about prayer, actually. It's quite key to Jesus' life. I'm just going to read. So Luke 11, 1 to 13. If you have your Bibles, you can follow. I'm reading the ESV. No special reason. It's just the Bible I have. Okay, so now Jesus was praying in a certain place. And when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." And he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation.' And he said to them, 'Which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him." And I will answer from within, "Do not bother me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything." I tell you, though he will not get up and give you anything because he is your friend, he won't be your friend for long if you do this, yet because of your impudence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. For everyone who receives and the one who seeks finds. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Amen. I just want to give you 4 quick points about this that I think are really important. I'm not actually going to talk about what Jesus says in the Lord's Prayer, because that's actually quite a key part of the 40-day series, and we will go through those statements that Jesus told us and taught us how to pray. I want to get the context of it a little bit. So, first of all, why should we pray? Well, Jesus prayed. Now, Jesus was praying in a certain place. Jesus spent a lot of his life in prayer. There's records, so let's go through a few of them. So Luke 5:16 says, "The crowds were gathering around him, so lots of people had heard about him because he was healing their infirmities. But Jesus would withdraw to a desolate place and pray." This wasn't a one-off practice. This isn't Jesus withdrew at this point and prayed. This was an ongoing practice of Jesus. When things were busy, he would withdraw to pray. When things were quiet, he'd withdraw to pray. Jesus always made space in his life to talk to the Father. Always, throughout his life on earth, he was always in prayer. Luke 6:12. "In these days, he went out to the mountain to pray, and all night he continued in prayer to God." And then he put the apostles in place. Before a big decision, before Jesus made this big choice, he spent a long time praying about it. Luke 9:18. I should have highlighted them here. Now it happened that Jesus was praying alone, and the disciples were with him. I always find that a bit of a weird phrase. How are you praying alone and Jesus was with, and the disciples were with him? I quite like it though, because I think it encourages, I think Jesus does pray in little groups. I think he gathers little groups together and prays, sometimes on his own and sometimes with that little group. He likes other people to see him praying so that they can then learn and copy him. I think that's how we develop and grow in prayer. Luke 9:28. Now about 8 days after these sayings, he took with him Peter and John and James and went up to the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered and his clothing became dazzling white. Jesus was transformed in prayer. We can be transformed in prayer. And then one more, Luke 22:32. So this is about Simon Peter. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you that he might sift you. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. Jesus prayed for other people. Jesus prayed that other people's situations would change. Now, this isn't an exhaustive list of when it says Jesus went out to pray. This is just kind of what I picked up over the last few days when I was reading Luke. Jesus was constantly going after prayer. And if there's one person I want to be like, it's Jesus. Commit to prayer because Jesus went after prayer. Jesus spent a lot of time in prayer. My second point. Jesus encourages us to pray. The God of all heaven and earth that we were talking about before, the God of all creation, the God who is above all power, above all things, encourages us to pray. He wants us to be in a place of prayer. He desires to hear from you. Do you know how incredible that is? God wants to hear from you. He wants to hear what you're saying. He wants to hear what's going on in your life. He wants to hear your woes and your celebrations. He wants to join you in them. He wants you there. He wants to encourage you to pray. And Jesus encouraged his disciples and taught them. I quite like the fact that he taught them. These disciples would have been Jews who had been Jews their whole life, born into Judaism, most of them, not all of them. And a lot of them would have been people who prayed. And yet they come to Jesus and they say, actually, I want to learn how to pray from you. Be someone who wants to learn to pray from Jesus. The perfect example. My third point. Prayer isn't just about asking for things. It's not just about coming to God and asking for things. That's not what prayer is. In this prayer, in this section, have you seen that there's quite a Trinitarian feel to it? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So Father is mentioned. Which Father would give this? Come to your Father in heaven, who will give you the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Trinity are in community and have been since the beginning of time. There's never been a time when the Trinity haven't been in communion with each other, haven't been in relationship, haven't chatted things through, haven't spoken. Even when Jesus was down here on this earth, he was, as I say, constantly in communion and community with the Father and the Holy Spirit. The Trinity is always in community with each other. And what Jesus says is, come into that community. I want you as part of that community, and that's what prayer's all about. It's all about joining in the community of God. It's being drawn into God. Have you ever wondered what it is? Because when I pray, I'm not always praying to have the Holy Spirit. So when it says this at the end here, what father among you, if he asks for a fish, will instead give him a serpent? Or if he gives an egg, will give him a scorpion? I mean, I'm not often, I am sometimes, but I'm not often praying for the Holy Spirit. I do want the Holy Spirit, but often I'm praying for other things. I'm praying that God would give me God would give me a job, God would give me provision, God would be near to me, God, you know, I'm not going to God, and yet Jesus says at the end, oh, the Father will give you the Holy Spirit. And now to me, I'd have thought kind of at that time, oh, well, that's not what I've asked for. I've not asked for your Holy Spirit. I've not asked that the Holy Spirit would come into me. But that's because it's about relationship rather than anything else. It's not just about asking. It's about the Holy Spirit coming and living within you. And as the Holy Spirit comes and lives within you, that is the main gift that I could ever want from God. God, the Holy Spirit, coming and dwelling inside of me, taking residence in me, walking with me, being with me everywhere I go. It's about that relationship. It draws me into that relationship. God comes and lives inside of me so that I can be drawn into that relationship. It's really exciting, really. It is really exciting. But actually, we're told to ask as well. So although it's not just about asking, a big part of prayer is come and ask. The Father loves to give good gifts. He loves to give you the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside of you, it's actually the Holy Spirit, it says in Romans 8, that enables you to pray. When you don't have the words that you want to say, the Holy Spirit utters things for you. It talks about the Holy Spirit coming and giving you gifts. The main gift that God gives you is his Holy Spirit, which is him coming to live inside of you. But that gift that is within you enables other gifts. God gives you other gifts through the Holy Spirit. So as you ask for things, it's the Holy Spirit at work within you and around you that enables those things to take place. That's how God works and connects with you, through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Through the relationship with the Holy Spirit. And sometimes that prayer that you're saying will be wrong and the Holy Spirit will talk it through with you and actually direct you a different path. Sometimes it'll be right and you'll have to persevere and answered. Sometimes it'll be right and God will answer straight away. But God wants that relationship with you. He wants to be in that communion with you. He wants to hear your voice. He wants to hear you speaking to him. He wants to hear you asking. And he says, if you ask, I will give. If you seek me, you will be found. I think there are four things that I want us to carry into this 40 days of the word. That was the last series we did. A number of years ago, but it was a fantastic time. But 40 days in prayer. I'm just going to keep going. Crack on. I want you to carry in, I want to be more like Jesus. I want you to carry in that Jesus wants you to be more like Jesus. Not in a condemning way, but in a way that actually he wants to draw beside you and give you life and life in all of its abundance as Jesus had, as he displayed, as he desires you to have. I want you to carry that in. I want you to carry the fact that it's not just about going and asking for something from God, but it's about growing in the depth of your relationship with God. It's about growing in knowing him. It's about growing in developing that relationship where you know you're loved by the Father and he loves you. I want you to carry that into 40 days. And I want you to carry the fact that we can ask for things in that relationship into 40 days. They're the four things that I really want you to carry into this. Put them in your heart. Fill your heart with those ideas. I want to carry those things because I want to grow and develop in my relationship with God. Now, can I just get the next slide, Steve? Oh. How long has it been on there? You didn't hold the suspense, the kind of the surprise. Okay, so what we've got four groups meeting across the borough. I want to get as many people into those groups as possible. Because actually we grow when we're on our own praying with God. We grow when we're in small communities where we can chat and talk about things. And we grow where we come to a church service, a big service, where we worship and hear from someone who studied a bit. I think they're the settings that we grow, and they're all different. You know, it's not all in one set way. It's all these different ways and all these different sizes of communities that we grow. What I've got is I've got the four leaders from the group, or the four groups of leaders, to come up and to share something about how God has answered a prayer to them. So they'll come up, they'll tell you what their group is, where it's going to meet, what time, but then also how God has answered a prayer in their situation. Okay? So, Pete and Linda. Holla. So just about the group. What group are you leading?
Okie dokie. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, oh! Good thing I wasn't there. Can I start?
Yes.
Yes. All right, okay. Hold on, I need to find a bit of technology. Right, okay, at 4 o'clock this morning, I couldn't sleep, so I read Romans 8:26, which actually links in with what Andy is. And what he's got as well. So it says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. So a few weeks ago, like when it was Mother's Day, I spoke about how we prayed for Rachel, my daughter, when she was in the womb, and how she'd been healed. And so that's a major thing that obviously, you know, prayer has done for us as well. But I just wanted to share something really small as well, which just happened Friday, which was... a colleague of mine at 5:45, yes, still teaches us, still at school at 5:45 on a Friday, she was really worried because she couldn't find her jacket that had money in, her Oyster card and different things. I gave her some money to get home in case I didn't see her again, but I just prayed just in tongues and just said, you know, want to find this coat. And we separated ways, and then she came back and we met up, and actually she'd found it in a cupboard that she didn't think she'd been to or anything that afternoon, and so she just found it. So, you know, God answers those little things as well. I've always lost keys and things, and, you know, God just answers those little prayers as well as the big things.
That's really good. Thank you.
Yeah, I just, I think probably the most significant thing is about 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half ago, when we were doing the Prophetic Academy, and to be honest with you, you know, I know you think I look like I've got it all together, but actually I was in quite a really struggling place, actually, and I just didn't know where God wanted me to be. I just felt, oh, you know, God, I'm sure, you know, I walk with you. I feel you've got a call on my life, but I have no idea what it was. And I was really struggling. You know, the Prophetic Academy was amazing, but I just thought, for what? You know, where's this all gonna go? I know Dave's here, it's great, but, you know, what's going to happen? And I was really practical. I said, oh, God, I said, you know, if you don't talk to me, you know, I am just going to fall off. And I, you know, I'm quite emotional. I felt that I was at the edge of where I was with God. And we had some ministry time, and it was like an encounter time. And this lady and I went upstairs, and they sort of, you know, you pick things up. And this woman said, oh, you know, can I pray for you? I went, yeah, yeah, yeah. They were leading it. She said to me, stand up. And I said, what? She said, oh, my word, you are such an amazing man in God. God has called you for stuff. She said, God wants you to know. And she spoke to my life. Now, she didn't know that I was struggling with this. And I have to tell you, you know, when that happens, you just think, wow. So actually, you know, I just want to encourage you, you know, actually, if you're feeling, you know, you're walking with God, but, you know, you want something more, just cry out, because God hears the cry of your heart. Happy. And he's really faithful. Do you want me to say about our group?
Tell me about your group.
Our group. Sorry. And our group is going to meet on Wednesdays. We're going to meet in the log. Are we meeting in here? We're meeting in here because unless we're so full, we might have to overflow. But this is, in fact, the luxury hotel, not just the outdoor cabin. We're going to meet here at... We're going to meet here. Have we got to meet at a time particularly? No, we can work on... We'll meet for 8 o'clock. We're going to meet at 8 o'clock, probably till 9:30. We'll come together. We're going to watch a video. We're going to have a workbook. But most of all, we're just going to do life together, and we're going to build relationship, because actually and we're going to pray. But I really feel it's important that actually, you know, if you're not sure about this group, I really encourage you to come to get into a group. But I want to encourage you, this group is going to be about, you know, really, really seeking God. And I'm sure we are going to encounter God in an amazing and powerful way.
Amen. Thank you. So good. Dola and Dan and Roz.
Yay. Right, okay, so we're going to be meeting at Dan and Roz's house, which is in New Barnet. We're going to be meeting on Mondays at 7:45. Brilliant, and we're going to have Dan, and he's going to lead some worship as well as prayer and discussion. So we're going to get right in there. Anyway, something that God's done for me is, as a lot of you know, I struggle. I've got a number of chronic medical conditions that sap my energy, both my physical energy and my emotional energy. And what I find is when I am struggling to cope, where I get up in the morning and I'm like, I'm not really sure I'm going to walk anywhere further than the breakfast table today. And I spend the morning in prayer, and where I have been completely sapped of energy and where I just think there's no hope, life is bleak, it's the end of the world, God gives me the energy again. And it's sort of like where I've got no energy at all, and I find that I can kick a punch again. And I leave the house to collect Nathan in the afternoon, and I'm just like raring to go again. And I'm like, you know, actually, if you met me on the street that day, just watch it, because I'm a, yeah, and prayer does that. Prayer does that. Meeting with God does that, and Amen. We need more of that.
Amen. That's good.
Are you going to leave me? Yes, we'll be meeting at 92 Station Road, so that's in Barnet, near New Barnet Station. I contacted Andy a little while ago saying that we wanted to lead a small group. I don't know how much space we need for the numbers that may turn up, but there's a few people in our area. But everybody's welcome. We'll make space. We'll get chairs in the living room, and we'll make a big noise. And we've had lots of prayers answered in recent years, but a big one for me lately was that my contract at work was coming to an end. I work on short-term contracts, and it didn't look like anything was going to turn up. And me, Pete McCaffrey, Tim Dieppe got together for prayer for other things, actually. And I raised this as something that was, you know, of a concern. And we got together on a Wednesday. The very next day, the Thursday, the guy that was leading the team downstairs in the same building, working for the same organisation, said that they needed somebody and that a contract had been prepared. Was I willing to sign it?
No.
Which I did.
So you're going to be meeting at 7:45 or 8 o'clock?
We've already said that, Andy. You weren't listening, obviously. 7:45. Not 15 minutes sooner. Not 15 minutes less.
Thanks, Dan. Noetta? You're a bit kinder, aren't you? Than,
Hi, everyone. I'm Noetta, and our group is in Finchley Central. So we do pray in our group, not just socialize. And we also sing. So two things already. We have a guitar and a worship leader. And yes, we're ready for today's prayer. It starts at 7:30 every Wednesday. You're welcome. Please do come and join us. And I'll share with you about answered prayer. I was praying for very, very dear family for me. It's a husband, wife, two children. Husband was working away for quite a long time, I think about 5 years. So family had to travel, take a plane for 5 hours to see him and go back to their lives, so it was hard. So about 6 months ago, I decided I'm going to pray for them. God answered their prayer, united the family. Now they all moved together. They live under the same roof. And it was amazing. Amen. It was amazing how really God will answer their prayer after 5 years. It took only about 6 months. They're all united together. That is a good one. And on a serious note about the prayer, I'm not sure, Christina, if you remember, about a couple of years ago, I was having a conversation with God, and he gave me a picture of Canada. And I was, oh, Lord, I really don't want to move to Canada, you know? I like it here. I want to stay here. So I said, okay, I'm going to pray over Canada. I prayed. And I think we've got an answer. On the 19th, it's a wedding. And we have our princess. She is here. So I didn't move to Canada, but we have our... she came. So, hey, 2 years of prayer, something does come out.
So Prince Harry has to thank you for your prayers.
I think so. I'm waiting for an invitation.
Amen. Finally, is Leon here? I don't think Leon's here, is he? Pat and Alan here?
No.
Oh, they told me they would be here. So there's a group in Mill Hill as well. There's a group in Mill Hill that's going to meet on a Tuesday evening. They meet once a week in Mill Hill. If you want to sign up and you'd prefer to go to a Mill Hill group, then that will be going around as well. What we're going to do, we're going to do a paper sign up. So if you want to sign up today to those groups, please find the leaders and sign up with them. I've just got one more exciting announcement for 40 Days in Prayer. We are going to do a 24 hours continuous prayer slot.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be really exciting. We're going to see God move. But Sandy is going to head that up. So I'd just like, Sandy, can you come up and share?
This is something that God's been talking to me about for a while. We did it at uni. Has anyone ever done a 24/7 prayer? It's just awesome. You have a room that's dedicated to just praying, and then everyone signs up for a slot. So we're going to do it just for 24 hours, but some churches do it for 7 days, and that would be quite cool to do that in the future, I think. But there'll be only 24 slots, so either individually or maybe as a life group as well. That could be quite cool. Or a family, bring your kids along. The idea is that you go in, there will be stations around the rooms with like things to pray about, but it's really just an opportunity to pray however you want to, really. You can draw, if that's how you like to do it. You can sing, you can read scriptures, you can just cry out to God, you can, you know, go through a whole list of things or just something that's really on your heart. But it's just an opportunity to pray. And there's so many testimonies from when they've done 24/7 prayer before of just God's presence just really falling in that space. So, you know, as you go in, often there's just this real sense of the Holy Spirit because of all the prayers that have come before. And we're going to use the porta cabin, which I think is really cool because that's where our little ones meet. So just think about, you know, we're going to go in and soak that room in prayer, and then our children are going to go in. And, you know, who knows what God's going to do in that space? And who knows what God's going to do in our lives when we dedicate an hour to just praying? And I love to pray, but my life is busy. And sometimes I just need to actually say, yeah, that hour, which I don't tend to do, but how cool to say that hour is just for God and I'm just going to pray. And what can God talk to me about in that time? Or what can I suddenly find that I want to pray about, maybe stuff that I didn't even know was on my heart to pray for, and God suddenly might give me compassion for another group of people, or it's just giving that time to God. And it's 24 hours, so some of us are going to have to be quite brave and say, yeah, I'm going to set my alarm clock and I'm going to drive down to the church centre at 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. But, you know, God will really honour and bless that time. So I think it's super exciting. And did you want me to share about prayer as well?
Sure.
So when Andy asked me to do this, I suddenly felt God remind me of the very first answer to prayer that I ever got, which was when I was 5 years old. And my mum was quite sick, and she'd been sick for a while, and she was going to the doctor. She'd been praying about it. And then she was basically told, oh, you need to have an operation. And she really didn't want to go for this operation because me and my sister were quite little and she didn't have family around. And she was like, I don't want to go. So she asked me to pray for her. And I, you know, didn't know a huge amount of prayer as a child. And it was the simplest of prayers. And God answered that prayer and she didn't have to go. And I just remember her.
Amen.
And we were in a big church and she was not, you know, one of those that would get up the front all the time. But she did. And she got up at the front and she was just so full of joy because... she'd had to cancel this operation that she was going to go for, and it just really spoke to me at the time because I was like, wow, well, you know, it was the simplest of prayers and God answered it. And I think sometimes we overcomplicate prayer, but God listens to 5-year-olds, so yeah. And also around the same time, I remember my best friend, she didn't go to school that day or whatever, and for a 5-year-old, that's quite a big deal. So I was in the playground on my own, and I was just talking to God, and I remember at the time that God pointed out this other child that was on their own, and I went and like befriended this other child, and that was just like a really simple thing, but God just loves to talk to us, and God loves it when we talk to him about anything, even if it is, you know, I'm feeling a bit lonely today, you know, we can talk to God, and yeah.
Amen. Thank you so much.